Okay, let's read a little weiter.
There's a lot.
Ulapa'amim, the third line on Kufay. Ulapa'amim, sometimes afilum lo yeh miskavin mamish l'shei yishabchu. Even if he's not mamish miskavin, he doesn't mamish have in mind that they should praise him. That's not why he's doing it. And not only is not why he's doing it, it's not even partially why he's doing it. It's not even a shita with other things, like we said yesterday. But b'smayach liboy al hasheva, when his heart feels happy about the praise, Yarba Ladaktik Yaiser, he'll do a little bit of a better job. Kein Maisa Shalbita Sharab Hanina Ben Tradion, like the Maisa of the daughter of Hanina Ben Tradion, Shoisa Poisas, Psiyas Yafis. She was walking good steps. To see the Ogamara, what the Pshat is, but I just want to get through the paragraph for now. The Kivan Shashoma Oimrim, as soon as she heard them saying, Kama nois psioisel shoribazu, how nice are the steps of this girl, miyad diktika yoiser, immediately she was even more careful. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is called shalai lishma. That's what I'm saying. Hare hatoisefes hazeh, this added care, noilad mikoyach hashevach sheshibchua. It comes from the praise that they praised her. The omnam, however, afal pisha iser kaze batal b'miyuta. Even though this iser, if you could even call it iser, it's batal b'miyuta. Of course, it's the ikur, the mitzvah was the mitzvah. Person daven shemana esrei. I mean, we all know someone who has to daven b'yichidus doesn't daven half as well as when he davens and other people are watching him. So I used to think it was because stamzim, you don't have a minion, you don't have a kaddish, you don't have, it's harder to daven like a mensch. I realize that even if you daven be yechidus with somebody else, you daven a lot better than if you daven be yechidus yourself. You know, so if you guys are in a car and you have to pull over and daven, you know, depending on who's with them, they're going to daven a different type of Shemoneh Esrei. Depending on how many people are there, they're going to daven a different type of Shemoneh Esrei, even if it's not a minion. Because it makes a difference that people are watching. We act differently when people are watching. We do mitzvahs differently.
It's my best daven.
I'm talking about people like you. The omnam afal bishu iser kazeh bafal b'miyutai al koponam ha-maisa sh'ta'aruvas kazeh b'soichai. The maisa that this mixture is mixed into it, tahar legamri einenu. It's not called completely tahar. It's not a completely pure maisa. Ki hinei kishem shein oilal gabi ha-mizbeach shalamata el asoilas nikiya. Just like we don't put onto the mizbeach in the base of mikdash, except soilas for the carbon mincha, soilas, fine flour, it's 100% clean, 100% fine. Minupa b'shloishas reinafa, sifted with 13 sifters. Shekvar tahar legamri mikol sig, which is already completely tore from any type of soilas, from any type of anything that's not part of the flour. We also can't put on the Rabbanu Shlom's Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach of Avodas Hashem, Liyos me'avodas okei la'shleimu v'hamuvcheres el ha'muvcher shebe'maisim. We can only put on the most muvcher of maisim, the most special of maisim, ha'tor mikol minei sig, which is tor from any impurities. So this is the madrega, this is the ultimate madrega of lishma, that a person's ma'aseh should be completely clean from any netiya whatsoever, that it makes absolutely no difference if someone's watching, someone's not watching, how he'll react. The Gemara in Brachas, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was close to his being nifter, the Talmidim were talking to him, and he instructed them that they should always be afraid of Rabbi Yishon like they're afraid of a bus of Adam. So they said that's it, just be afraid like afraid of a bus of Adam. He said halavai you should be that afraid of the Rabbi Yishon. Because Seif Kol Seif, that the Rabbanim Shlomo is in front of us, that we don't see. And the people are in front of us, that we do see. And we're affected by the fact that we're being looked at by people. Two comments. Obviously, I don't have to say, I sound like a broken record already, I don't have to say that each Madrega at its right time, and there's a description of the highest Madrega. I don't have to say that speech. But two horrors. The first horror is that Chazal tell us, La'olam yasek adam mitayr b'mitzvah shaloi l'shma, then mitayr shaloi l'shma ba l'shma. That means that sometimes the way to reach the Lashma is through the Lay Lashma. That means that sometimes it's not possible to skip the Lay Lashma stage. Mitaych shal Lay Lashma ba Lashma. From the Lay Lashma comes the Lashma, and I'll explain why. Just a simple thing. We need Lay Lashma. We need someone to say, good job. We need someone to say, I see that you're learning Givaldi. We need someone to have that extra chizuk to know that somebody's watching us when we daven. We need that. And it helps motivate us to do what we're supposed to do. And sometimes if we wouldn't have that, it's not the pshat that if we wouldn't have that, we would do the mitzvah l'shma. If we wouldn't have that, we wouldn't do the mitzvah so well. Does the Mesillas Yesharim think we should do mitzvahs less well, and not so people should praise us? Or to do them 100% even if people praise us and it affects us? Avada, he would never be mevater on the quality of the mitzvah and say, should I shake a lulav now? Let's see, everyone is watching. If nobody was watching, I don't know if I would be so careful to shake a lulav. Okay, fine, I won't. I want to do a lishma. I don't want to just do it because of other people. And I've heard this. It sounds ridiculous when you're talking about a lulav and esrog, but I've heard this. You know, I don't want to learn so much. I realize I'm just learning because I want other people to think I'm great. Al tetzadak harbe. Don't be such a big tzaddik. Learn shaloi lishma in that case. Don't give up on the mitzvah. Don't give up on the mitzvah and the avodas Hashem. Oh, I realize I'm just doing it for other people. I want my avodas to be between me and Hashem. And if I can't do it for Hashem, I'm not going to do it at all. No, Chazal say not the way. La'olam yasek adam mitayr b'mitzvah shaloi lishma. Mitayr shaloi lishma ba lishma. How does the mitayr shaloi lishma ba lishma? What ends up happening is that if a person's mischazek, I imagine, that if a person is mischazek and his avodas Hashem to the fullest level, and it's with all these side things, these side fake things that somebody's watching. And so someone goes to eat in a restaurant and it comes time for benching. So depending on who's with you, are you going to get up and get a bencher? Or are you going to just try to mumble the words of benching without a bencher? Which everyone knows what kind of benching that is. But it depends who you're eating with. You know, if you're on a date, you'll make sure that you do the bench with kavana. If you're with an old friend, then you won't bench with so much kavana. It depends who you're with, you know. That's what's going on. Because Seif Kol Seif, if we'll be mechazik benching, eventually we'll start enjoying benching because it's benching. And then we'll become mizdavik to it because it's benching, and because we enjoy benching. You know, there's minhagim, some people have a minhag, it's only bench shalaya chasreinu. And it's a minhag, some people have such a minhag. So, we talked about that minhag once. So, a couple of years ago, going back about 15 years ago, we used to go daven every Shabbos by Rabbi Weinfeld's shul. Shlomi Lam's parents daven there, I think. We used to daven by Rabbi Weinfeld's shul. And Rabbi Weinfeld's father-in-law had moved to Flatbush around then. His father-in-law was a Chassidish Yid who had been a Rav on the west side for many, 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 many years. And he was a person that even as a young kid was an Eloi. And he was telling my father Ha'aris that he had in Simonim in the middle of Yeridea. He said, yeah, when I was bar mitzvah, around bar mitzvah, I thought of this Ha'ara. And it was like, halavai one day I should get up to that Simon and Shulchan Aruch, you know, when I'm five times past my bar mitzvah. You know, he's like he's a tzaddik. His name was Rav Lemberger. And he was nifter when we were still davening by him. He was nifter, and they called us. He used to schmooze with my father a lot, and we used to hang around, and we used to enjoy watching my father schmooze with him. So they knew that we felt a little close to him, so they called us to come to the Shloshim Suda. and his son-in-law spoke by the Suda, and I still remember I was like very, I was hit hard. And he said that his father-in-law used to be matmiya. Why a person would want to only ben shalai chasreinu? I'm not here to say ha'oriz amin hagim. But everyone knows that if you're sitting with someone who ben shalai chasreinu and then gets up, and you're benching till the end, you're like, ah, that's a good minik. I like that minik. Maybe I should take on that minik, you know? Maybe I should marry someone who only benches Lai Chatzredo, and then in this case, I'll take on the wife's minik, you know? Somehow, but then I could cut my benching in half, Lamaisa. And he said that his father used to always be matmiya about people who bench Lai Chatzredo, and he used to say, why would a person want to stop saying such beautiful things to Hashem? A person is sitting and talking to the Rabbi Shalom. What motivates a person to want to stop talking to Hashem? Does he have anything more important to do? He's talking to Hashem. It's such beautiful things. We tell Hashem that we want it to be mispa'er banu. We want Hashem to feel pride in us. Kaviyachal. We ask Hashem to bring Eliyahu Hanavi. We ask Hashem that in Shemayim should be melamed zchusanu, v'amorei melamdu aleinu. There's a lot of big, beautiful things. Why would I want to stop saying that? But that's a person that Mestama didn't make a difference when he was benching and someone was watching or not. Mestama didn't make a difference. He was so attached to benching. Benching was such a reality to him. And it was such an experience. And it was such a joy to him. That at that point, it doesn't really matter who's on the next seat. He's benching. But could that have happened if he never benched Shalai Lishma? When he was 5 years old in his cheder, he didn't bench a little louder because his Rebbe was giving out candies? No, because then he would have never gotten into it. Sometimes we need the Loi Lishma, and the people our age, we need the Loi Lishma. Yes, let's learn Shtark because the guy next to us is watching. Good idea. Let's do that. And then we'll feel good about ourselves. Baruch Hashem, we're taking pride in that, and we're not trying to hit the best ball because someone is watching. We do that also, but I'm saying, when we use it for Avodas Hashem, so at least we're using the peer pressure for a good thing. That's a chashuva thing. But at the same time, we have to have the tzir in our mind of what's the right tzir. And this is not the end. And someone who grows and grows and grows in the amount of blot that he knows, and he grows and grows and grows, and what good speeches he could give, and so on and so forth, until he could teach, and so on and so forth, but he's not growing in his lishma, which is obviously a slow process, little by little, so that's a chisaron. A person has to have in his head what the goal is. So this Mesilas Yesharim showed us what the goal is. Okay, we're going to start from the Loi Lishma. But we can't start from the Loi Lishma without knowing there's such a thing called Lishma. There's such a thing that I could serve the Rosh Hashanah and will make absolutely no difference if I was the only person on a desert island or if I'm smack in the middle of a basement and everyone is watching me. It won't. That's Lishma. That's Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two gets drop off the topic, but this Mesilas Yesharim made me think of it, so I'm gonna say it now. I think that every one of us at times could feel a certain level of lishma, especially those of us who are more inclined to be able to be emotional, to be able to open up a little bit. We could feel a certain amount of lishma, and the way we could feel lishma sometimes is either through davening, or even, I'm going to use a mashal that's more shavu l'chol nefesh, through singing, let's say. Let's say a person is sitting and singing, and he's singing an emotional tune, and he's singing emotional words, and he actually, which is a chiddush nowadays, he knows what the words mean, that he's singing. And he's singing the song, and not like today that we change the song every two lines, but he's singing the same song again a few times, so it's really like penetrating, and it's meaningful, and he's singing the song again and again, like we should sing. Should take a couple of minutes to get through a song. So let's say we do that. At certain points, I imagine, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, an old song. I'm going to build in my heart, I'm going to build in Mizbeach for the Rabbi Nishalayla. And he sings again and again, an emotional tune, that I'm going to build a Mizbeach to the Rabbi Nishalayla, in my heart. My heart is going to be a Mizbeach to the Rabbi Nishalayla. I could see that a person, even not being on such a high madrega, and even a person who is held down by his Yetzirah and all kinds of problems, but at that moment, he could get carried away to the point that he actually just feels this cheshik to be close to Hashem. And then here comes the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes in the form of a very, very intellectual, very firm person. And the Yetzer Hara says, that's not Lishma, that's emotions. It's your emotions playing with you. If you would sing anything emotionally like that, you would get emotional. A matter of fact, you could sing a love song emotionally and get emotional. You could sing a Goyish song and get emotional if it's sung emotionally enough. That's not real Avodas Hashem. That's not real Lishma. You're just getting emotional. So what's the answer to that? Is there an answer to that? Is that a right thing? What? Is that a good taina? Should I just, should I not bother with the singing? Because taka, it's probably, is it real? If it was real Avodas Hashem, my day would look different, you know? It's obviously, it's not pumping in my blood. I'm emotional. I get emotional sometimes. You sit by a Shabbos table, you eat enough, you drink enough. You sit, you sing enough, you know, your heart could open up because we're emotional people. Is that Avodas Hashem? Is that real? Should I stop doing that? Here's my taste. I'm almost able to fool myself that I have a drop of Lishma. The drop of themselves, Lishma, Lishma. Is that a good idea? Not a good idea? So I've struggled with this a lot. And I'm still not 100% sure, but I think maybe a workable mahalach is like this. I believe that there's such a thing that there's value to emotions. I have a raya from a mara, but I don't have time to say it tonight. Maybe tomorrow. It's possible for a person to feel something, maybe on a superficial level, but if what he feels reflects what's really going on in his neshama, there's still a value to it because it's true. So in other words, if I'm being mishtaikik if I'm singing a song about the beautiful Statue of Liberty and what it means to me, and I'm very emotional, and it fills me with emotion, the seeing the Statue of Liberty, I get all choked up, I'm singing it again and again, I get all choked up, the beautiful Statue of Liberty. And that's emotions. Those emotions, deep in the depths of my neshama is sleeping. The opposite of ani yishena v'libi er, ani er v'libi yishena. My neshama is sleeping. My neshama has no passion about the Statue of Liberty. My neshama has no emotion, doesn't evoke emotions of anything important when I sing about the beauty of the Statue of Liberty. But when I sing about how I want to be close to Hashem, even though that's also emotions, it's the same superficial emotions. But deep down in the depths of my neshama, does my neshama agree with those emotions? Now, it's superficial, but is the reality, is what's superficial, is it a good reflection of the reality? Absolutely. Every single yid has a tremendous hishtaikikos to be close to Hashem. Every yid wants to be close to Hashem. Every yid wants to shtaik. Deep down, we all serve Hashem lishma. All the Lay Lishma is the superficial levels, the Yetzer Haras. But on the deepest level, we all have a neshama, chelek elekam imal. We want to serve Hashem. So even if my emotion is superficial, nanich, I agree that it's superficial, or that there's a lot of superficiality in it. And it's good to know that it's superficial, because there's a sakana. If I think it's completely emes, then I think that's it. I think, and people make this mistake, especially you guys are already a little older. When you're younger, you know, you could... You have one Purim and you think that's it. You completely vanquish your Yetzer Hara for life. One Simchas Torah and that's it. You know, you think that's it. You guys already have enough Simchas Torahs that the next day came and you realize that you still have the Yetzer Hara. To realize, to be already suspicious when Simchas Torah comes, you know that you can accomplish a lot, but you also know that life's work is not over after Simchas Torah or a Purim or a Kumsitz or a Shabbos Suda. So it's important to know that we're not really, we haven't connected to the deepest levels. But I still think it's so valuable to still feel that emotion, because it's seif kol seif, it's a reflection of a reality. And therefore, maybe that's why Hashem gave me these emotions. Did Hashem give me the emotions to feel about the Statue of Liberty? Or did He give me the emotions even though I'm just evoking emotion? But it's about a reality. I can imagine a cynical person saying that there's Shen Shulchan Aruch, that by a hesped, the Maspidim should talk in a way that's Ma'ir Bechiyah. And I can imagine a cynical person saying, what do you mean? If it's a sad thing, people will cry. And if it's not a sad thing, people won't cry. What is this? You talk in an emotional way to be ma'ir b'chiyah? It's not emotions. No, it's the same kasha. It says that by a hesbid, you're supposed to be ma'ar b'chir. If it's a sad thing, I'll cry. Don't manipulate my emotions. If it's a sad thing, I'll cry. You see that that's not emes. You see that sometimes it could be a sad thing, and we need to use our emotions properly to be, let's call it, to be the violin, to play the reality on. We need an instrument for that reality, and our emotions are that instrument. And the same thing is true on Shabbos and Yontif and any Yom Simcha, that we sometimes use more superficial things to be Ma'ir Simcha. What do you mean? What? Shabbos comes, maybe I should just sit by my weekday table with my weekday tablecloth and my weekday dishes, and my wife Friday night should come, and I'll make Kiddush in a paper cup. My wife will serve me a frank for supper. I have bread, basar, and that's it. I had a Shabbos Suda. Why am I using all these superficial things, a white tablecloth? Just to be Mechabit Shabbos, that's true. But part of it is that we do need outside kalim to make us feel like it's Shabbos. You feel Shabbos, Dick. It's Shabbos. So what I'm saying is it's not a simple thing. It's not a simple thing. It's a little bit, it's stardom over here. But we learned the Mesillas Yesharim, and the Mesillas Yesharim talks about what Lishma is. And we recognize that we have no shayachas to that lishma, and that maybe it would be damaging for us to try to jump to that lishma. But at the same time, sometimes we reach a point, whenever it is, while we're dancing or singing, or while we're davening, or while we're doing a chesed, maybe while we're in the middle of a taisus, maybe even just while we're sitting and thinking, we reach a point that we do feel moved to just want to serve Hashem. Like he said, because that's what Rabban Shalom was mitzav me. We do feel moved to do that. That's not something, as much as yes, maybe it's just emotions, but it's still not something to take lightly, because it's emotions that are a perfect mirror image of what's the reality inside my neshama, because my neshama does want nothing more than to become close to Hashem.